Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. For those of you who are trying to figure out what Vance and Molly are talking about, this time slot is getting to be more and more popular around North America as far as starting Saturday at 7 a.m. with the conference call, or 8 a.m. Mountain Time, 9 a.m. Central, and 10 a.m. on the East Coast. And so what we're doing today is Molly Simpson has been so gracious to join us here on Saturday AM Live, and she's going to share her story as well as allow some of the people, if we have time, I think we can pull this off, share what they've been doing the last few months and really, really having some fun with Deacon. So, Molly, first of all, welcome to the call. Molly, I forgot to even ask, is Mark going to be joining us, or are you flying solo today?
We are a flying duo.
Okay, alright, well, good morning to you then, Mark.
Good morning.
There we go, okay. Well, hey, let's jump right on into things if you guys are ready to rock and roll, and I'd like to go back. Molly, you and I got a chance to visit briefly this week, and you guys, the two of you, when you were introduced to Deacon a few years ago, you were dealing with some chronological, or I should say catastrophic, health issues that should not have hit you at your age. It's not to say that we're ever too young or too old, that age really isn't a factor. However, at that stage of life for you guys, your bodies were starting to break down a little premature, a little, you know, prior to the chronological age that usually. So take us back and you can share with the group what was going on.
I'd love to, Vance. Thanks for having us today, and we're excited to be here. We started about 16 years ago. Both of us were dealing with some pretty extreme health issues. I had zero energy, and I hurt all of the time, even though I was lying in bed for 14 hours a night. My husband had a digestive disorder that was eating him alive from the inside out. And at the time of our meeting, he actually weighed less than I did. And I was at about 115 pounds, 5'6". So you can imagine what we looked like walking down the street.
Wow.
But a few years later, we had a couple children, and my husband had just finished law enforcement academy, and I had just finished massage school. We were excited to begin our careers, but then these health issues just caused kind of to put the brakes on. So we started looking for other options, and about that time, we were introduced to Meekin. And we both saw immediate benefit in different ways. Mark was testing for police academy, testing for different police departments, and really struggled with the physical tasks. He had to reach so far in a flexibility test and had never been very flexible, and within a few minutes of using some of the technologies was able to far surpass the flexibility requirements. And then myself was immediately able to sleep very deeply. My first night on the sleep system, I fell asleep and woke up 6 hours later in the same position. And I had energy for the first time in months. I was able to be a mom again, and that was really exciting for me. But that was the last good night's sleep I had for quite a while, because I got so excited I could hardly sleep. I kept thinking of all these people I needed to share this with, and so it was great, but at least I had energy and excitement again in my life. And, you know, I think a lot of times hope is one of the greatest benefits of the Deacon process.
Molly, I'm curious, the friend that shared Deacon with you, was it out of compassion this person just obviously saw that you were hurting, or was it more of a, hey, you guys need one more thing to add to your life as far as a business opportunity? What was the angle that hurt your interest to even evaluate it, check it out?
It's kind of, that's a great question. And one of my favorite cousins was our original sponsor, and his father was an MD, and so they came over together to share it. And my cousin had a lot of stuff come up in his life, and they kind of got pushed into NECAN, I think, in a way that was less than ideal, and ended up acquiring a lot of debt, and just didn't, you know, they were kind of went about it a different way than most people do. But he is no longer a part of NECAN, but I went up and stayed at their house for a human being more, and he kind of said, you know, I'm sorry about the whole NECAN thing. And I said, what are you saying? And he says, what do you mean? And I said, you saved my husband's life. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. And he said, I didn't even know. He had no idea what we were dealing with physically. No idea. And
was Mark's condition, I mean, Mark, you could probably share as well, unless you want Molly to do all the talking, which is fine too. She's doing a fantastic job. Mark, what, were you diagnosed with anything, or just, I mean, extreme weight loss?
My diagnosis was Crohn's disease.
Okay, and so you were diagnosed with Crohn's.
Right. I left to go on a mission for my church for 2 years, and I was 203 pounds. In great shape, about 3 to 6% body fat. And I was a pretty muscular kid. And then I left to go on my mission, and I lost almost 100 pounds.
Wow. Okay, that's a pretty good experience.
Let's just say I gained it all back.
He's just healthy now. He's really healthy.
And Mark, how tall are you for the record, just so people can kind of flip through the numbers?
I'm about 5'10".
Okay, so dropping from 203 to and dropping 100 pounds, that's definitely not helping.
No,
and let me just ask, because a lot of people may not understand what Crohn's disease is all about. I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, it's in one of those autoimmune disorders that basically the body just shuts down. Is that correct?
It's more like ulcerative colitis. It's in the colitis family. They're still not sure what it really is, as doctors are always, you know, trying to pin something on something. They don't know what it is really, but it's in the ulcerative colitis.
And today, what do you credit, or is there a category, or is it just the whole wellness home, or is there one thing, or multiple?
I'd have to say the whole wellness home. When we got in it, there were very few products. I was very resistant to it because of the word network marketing. I grew up in a family, very traditional. Doctors are, you know, they know everything, and we need to listen to them, and take a pill and you'll feel better type of family. And network marketing was stealing candy from a baby, pretty much, or beating the grandma. And so I grew up in that kind of family. And when they came to my house, I actually locked the door on them. They knocked on the door. I looked out the door. I locked the door, and then went downstairs. And my wife asked, is somebody at the front door? And I says, yeah. She goes, well, who was it? I said, it's your uncle. So I was pretty resistant to it, and I've been resistant to it for a while, all the way up until about last year, and I started realizing that my life, I was going nowhere fast. I hit the top of my game in law enforcement. I hit the ceiling pretty much as the chief of one of the departments, and I just felt like I was putting people in timeout instead of helping people succeed in life. And Molly, again, introduced this to us, and we really started doing the business probably, well, I really started doing the business probably a year ago. So I'm pretty new at it because I love the products. The products were awesome. I just didn't like the concept of network marketing until I actually really understood what it was.
Okay, and if you were to explain that to somebody today, how give us the short version of I love your analogy of putting people in timeouts versus literally enabling them to do something with their life. But how would you explain network marketing to somebody today that was just as closed-minded as you were?
I would explain it to them as this is time and money freedom. If you want health and wealth, this is what you need to do. And that's as easy as it gets. That's as easy as it will come. To people who are skeptical, they're always going to be skeptical. I'm still skeptical. I'm skeptical every time they get a new product. However, I know it works now, and I know the program works. And all you have to do is just, you know, show that there's a value to it. I did a demonstration the other night, and I had a magazine in one hand and a $10 bill in the other. I ripped up the magazine. I said, what if the magazine was worth this $10, and you traded this $10 for that magazine? I ripped up that magazine, and I threw it on the ground. And then I started ripping up the $10 bill, and everybody in the group was going, whoa, 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 especially the one that owned the $10 bill, huh, Sherry? it is our concept of value is different. When we purchase something, our concept of money is really, I think, a sick concept, because money is just paper. And so we need to value something more than that. And the value that we put on ourselves, the value we put on our friends and our family, needs to be greater than the sum of the money that we give. We put a lot of value on money. If we ripped up a $100 bill, people would think we're crazy. But we throw away that every day in contacts and telling people what amazing products we have, what life-changing, life-altering products that we own and can help other people have a better quality of life. And, you know, we don't go talk to people about cure, but we talk to people about quality of life and how their quality of life can change. To the amazement of my life, I know a friend that I was in a support group who's died. I've known several people who've died from Crohn's disease. And my quality of life has been so much better. And if I just wasn't so pig-headed and so, I don't know, Molly can explain the word to you that I am, but I'm so strong-willed, I could have probably helped those people and maybe even helped their quality of life and maybe even saved them from dying. And so, it's a wonderful thing.
Mark, let me ask this question. Having Crohn's disease as long as you've had it, we're going on, what, 15, 20 years now for you?
Right.
Okay. What would you say, because there's a lot of other, as you mentioned, colitis and so many other factors, and we've had over the years many, many people who, same exact scenario, drop in weight, the body starting to deteriorate. We have a friend who literally was making her funeral arrangements and giving the instructions to her 14-year-old daughter because her husband just didn't see how bad things were. What would you, when we come across people that are extreme, that they just don't, how would you encourage us to get a foot in the door by introducing NECAP?
Well, to get your foot in the door is to say, hey, what, you know, your quality of life, how is that? You first talk about them, because that's important, because they want people to know that they care. A lot of people that are sick, sometimes don't feel like people care anymore, you know, because they've been sick so long. And so they just think it's part of their life. So you get in there and say, so what's your quality of life? Maybe we have something that can improve that quality. Maybe we have something that can take away, if the pain wasn't taken away, because it is so painful. If you guys just knew, it's like a knife cutting inside your gut. And it feels, yes, and I know what that feels like, because I've been cut several times with a knife in my life, as law enforcement, but it feels that painful. And if you can explain to him that you may have something that can change the quality of their life, and demonstrate that it changes the quality of their life, I think they'll want to look at it. And if you could help them see that, you could save a life, people. It's an important thing. The one thing that I think was the very biggest benefit was the sleep system. I didn't like it at first. I felt like I was levitating off of that sleep system for about 6 weeks. I felt like I couldn't sleep. I felt itchy, buzzy. I don't know if that's a word that I could use for his body, but, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know the terminology. But it changed my life, because after that 6 weeks, I've had the best night's sleep every night. I've had the greatest opportunities to heal when I was sleepy. So we just need to help them understand that their quality of life, and introduce this to them and say, you know, it's the whole concept. It's not just one part of it. The whole wellness home. It's the business. It's the whole concept that can change a person's life.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of thought you'd answer it that way, but I wanted to hear it in your own words as far as the quality of life. And you used the word demonstrate quite a few times. And I know, when I first connected with Molly a few weeks ago, you guys last month, and what was the name of the promotion that you guys did with your group, with the M-Strike? And I want to talk about that because it's such a powerful example of how much fun we can have in demonstrating and introducing people to Neekin.
We called it the M-Stride Marching to Silver Contest. That was the name, because we were in March, you know. And it was really fun. It was really fun. We heard some great stories about people being in the restaurant. A gal in our organization got invited to come to a business training, and she thought she was going to do the business training, but turned out it was another business they were trying to teach us about theirs. And it ended up, you know, a miscommunication turned into a great opportunity, and we were able to do 4 M-Strike demonstrations in someone else's business preview. But respectfully.
Molly, may I add something to that?
Yeah.
The M-Strike demonstration, we don't just couple it with it being a demonstration, because we've learned that going from product to business isn't very strong. It doesn't help people. And if you wouldn't mind, we can demonstrate that. Laura, are you online?
She may have to start.
I'm on fine. I was just muted.
Okay. We're going to demonstrate kind of what we do on our call. Laura, I'm going to be the prospect. You're going to be the person that's approaching me. And I would like to do the business way, if you don't mind doing it that way with us.
Sure.
I don't put you on the spot.
You did put me on the spot.
We kind of do a demonstration. We kind of role play a lot, because when I was in law enforcement, you practice like you're in reality. You practice every day like it's in reality, and it's just all call. It's motor skills that you're, it's motor memory in your body. It's all that motor memory that keeps you alive. Well, that's what we're trying to teach here, is that concept of real life motor memory that can help other people. So go ahead, Laura.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, I've really been on my mind lately, and you have such enthusiasm, and you have such a heart to help people. I have an opportunity for you that I'd like to share with you.
Oh, I'd like to hear about it. What's it about?
Well, it is all about helping people with their health and wealth. And if you have a few minutes today, I'd like to do a demonstration and introduce some of my friends and talk to you about it.
That sounds interesting. What's it all about?
So you are interested about it?
Yes, definitely.
Are you free today at 3:30?
I sure am.
Okay, well, I can pick you up there. What was best for you?
Hey, good. Okay, so.
What do you need to put their phone on you?
All right, so that's the end of our demonstration. What we do is we just try to get people to understand that this is, you can use your product as a business. So,
well, let's wrap this up. I love the way that you just segued, Mark. introducing people as Laura asked you the question specifically when you asked if what is this all about, and she came back and said, well, it's really about helping people. And going right back to what you said about being a civil servant as a police officer in the academy and even as a chief in any position, it really is about the ultimate professions, the ones that provide the most satisfaction are the ones that are about helping people, whether you're a real estate broker or anything. If you're doing that job or occupation and you understand the value of adding value to other people's lives versus, as you use the word, putting people in time out, a little different story. It really is about changing people's lives. But let me ask you guys this. Would you say that people's attention is grabbed out of seconds and minutes when they see the power of that MSRI demonstration? Is that what you found in your group?
Absolutely. And I think it helps build confidence, too. For people who are just getting started, it's great for them to see so many people have such a positive reaction and get so much interest. That's what happened when I went with my consultant to do the business training. It turned out to be a different company. They were talking about this juice that they had and how they'd had so many people experience benefit after 30 days of drinking it. And I kind of knew it was coming when they asked us to share what we were doing. And we pulled out the M-Strides, and some people that had been starting to experience some benefit after 30 days of drinking their juice now had benefit within seconds of being on the M-Strides. And the brand new consultant I was there with, the gentleman who was running the business training came up to her afterwards and said, I sure wish I would have found yours before I found mine. So, I think it's great to have something that you can see such amazing results in such a short period of time.
Sure. And I like the way that you said within seconds, because truly, and we can go back to 40 years ago at the start of Beacon's existence with the original MagStep, and know that the concept is still the same, that when we connect people to what God's put in the earth, magnetics, far infrared, negative ions. When we connect people to that, their body will respond favorably. Now, I have to ask, I want to play devil's advocate here, and have you ever had it not work? Because that's always, I know people are apprehensive about, you know, jumping aboard. Well, I don't really know how it works, and I don't know enough about this to really go out and share it with somebody. What happens? I mean, what do you do when somebody doesn't see a response? When they're standing, or has it worked 100% of the time?
May I answer that, Molly?
Go ahead.
I think that the power of the mind is probably one of the most strongest health or sickness locations in our life. I mean, if we can use the power of our mind to do anything, we can use it to heal ourselves or even to make ourselves sick. And when people are not like I was, when I was totally against this. I was totally against the whole concept of it. And I didn't want to admit that it worked. I didn't want to admit that it would, and it works for everybody. I mean, when you say when you don't, they don't see the benefit right away, you know, it's a whole concept of, well, we don't just have one product, we have hundreds of them. And if one product doesn't work for you, then we have another. But if they've got to be in their mind, open to the concept of health, they've got to be open to the concept of wealth, and if they're not, then you say next, because you can't help them if they don't want help. There are some people out in our world that like to be sick, that that's their whole identity is sickness, and if you take that away, then who are they? So the concept we have to change in their mind, and it's something that a gentleman named Antonio taught me, is that we need to help them get off their island. Because we get comfortable on our island. We sit on the beach and we enjoy our island, even though there's a lot of work to be done and it's hard and we complain about our island. It's comfortable to us. And so we've got to get them off that concept and change their mind and motivate them to be effective leaders in their own self by getting off their island. And it's hard to do that when somebody says, nope, I like my island. I'm not getting off. I'm not going to go swim. And the sharks out there, I could drown. You know, all sorts of scary things could happen to me. Well, when you show them that the benefit, like I said, with the $10 bill and the magazine, if you can show them the benefit to themselves and how this could work for them, get off that island. It's totally closed, then it's next.
You know, Mark, and what you're saying right there is I know there are so many people in the world today that are, they're afraid of swimming with the sharks because that island of isolation, that island of pain, as you experienced with Cone, that keeps people not only trapped, but at least they're safe and they'll endure the pain, they'll endure agony because they don't have to be afraid of trying something new, because what if it gets worse or, well, I don't know if I'd even cope with it being totally gone, because after all, I've been living with this for years and I don't know what life would be like without it. And it's a valid tip. And I asked that question specifically, you know, what if it doesn't work? Because I know that every single time we put somebody on any of our solutions, their body will respond. They may not recognize it at first, but their body will respond favorably. And Molly, I love the fact that you addressed, you know, this is not about drinking a jug of juice or taking something or using something for 30 days to see what kind of reaction, how our body responds. We don't need to knock any other product that's out there, any other company that's out there. But you can try anything for 30 days to know whether, and most of the time it won't even take 30 days. I mean, look at what Morgan Spurlock did with the movie Super Size Me and showed us what can happen when we eat McDonald's only for 30 days. And folks, if you've never seen that documentary, it came out, was released 10 years ago. It's a life-changing experience. But what's neat about what we have to offer people, and I love the concept of M-Stripes marching to silver, because we don't have to just wait till next March to do it. We can do it now and get out there and have some fun in doing this. Was there one person in your group that stands out above the rest that took that promotion, that challenge, and really ran the gauntlet, or one experience or one person that just opened up a whole floodgate?
I think it was a lot. Yeah.
I think we had a lot of them, but we had one that really stood out. Go ahead, Molly.
Olga, she was brand new. She got started in March, and so it was her first month. And she sold, I think, 11 pair of M-Stripes and retail. So she started off her first month with some great profit. Over $200 in profit, and just our first month, and I got to senior just off of her M-Stripe demonstrations, and of course, you know, she wasn't just selling M-Stripe, but
Right. Yeah. Now
she's created some business interests and is having a great, it was a great launch for her business. It's a great way to start out. It's a great way to restart if you feel like you're kind of hit the plateau and need a boost. Challenge yourself or challenge your group. We're launching a contest next week for 21 clubs. It was so successful in getting people to face their fears and just do it. So now we'll be, and everyone can participate, but we're going to have a 21 club contest and help people finish up the rest of the way to silver and then help their team get there too.
And our contest for the M-Stripe is this, an ongoing thing. We have it for this month too, and the top person is going to get their pick of a necklace or some M-Stripe. And that concept is amazing because now we're teaching them how to use it in a business sense. You know, this is how we approach it, just like with Laura. Hey, I have these awesome products, but I have this business that's a wonderful business, and I'd like to share it with you. But first, let me demonstrate one of the products to you and see what you think. And so you demonstrate the product, and then you turn around and say, what do you think about that business opportunity? And that blows their mind because they're like, wait a minute, there's a business for this? and this just changed my life in, what, 5 seconds? So I think, you know, the M-Stride is a very powerful thing, especially these new ones. The new concept of these M-Strides are just amazing.
Well, and I think, too, is what you guys have said, and you guys set an example in February, I believe it was, or maybe it was January, in achieving the 2-for-the-win auto ship promotion. Everything that you've said, everything that Laura and Olga are doing, segues right in that. If people want to, you know, make it a one-time investment in a retail order, that's great. However, if we set things in motion by attracting people to the concept of, well, what would it be worth to you to invest $100 a month, at least $100 a month into your wellness? Would it be worth that to earn $200 worth of free product every 6 months? And you guys raised the bar when you did that yourselves. And I know many, many more will do it throughout the course of this promotion because it's ongoing. And again, it's a perfect way. And I really, you know, one of the things I want to thank you guys for is that you're being creative, you're having fun, and you're rallying your team to do this. And that's what makes the whole thing, the world of being a beacon, is just an incredible opportunity. And it's not about introducing people to a jug of juice. It's introducing them to something that, I mean, I still have my original insoles that I bought almost 22 years ago now. And I'm sure you guys are the same with what you were introduced to 15 years ago. So anyways, Mark, Molly, thank you guys so much. I want to wrap this up because I know there's a lot of people that want to jump on Dave Johnson's call here in about 22 minutes. And
we're going to keep on with our team, and I don't know if we can disconnect yours. So if you just disconnect from the line, I think it'll disconnect everyone. But thank you so much for having us on the call. It was great.
And what, let's just put a comma here, and we'll plan on having you guys back, and you can share some of these other success stories and really have some fun, you know, kind of celebrating what's taking place.
Sounds great.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Molly.
Bye-bye.
Well, again, just want to remind everybody, if you want to go back and share what Mark and Molly have presented this morning, and especially Mark's experience with Crohn's. But all of that will be available on SaturdayAMLive.com. Thank you, all three of you, so very much. I appreciate it greatly. And have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you real soon. Thanks again, you guys.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.